Okay, we are at the top of Daf Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph. And we are going to start four lines down. So, what do we have in the Mishnah? We saw that in RL, the Chalatzmeim, Lo Yechlu B'Chumon, there's an Isser for a Kohen who is an RL, that Rashi learned that we're referring to a case of Mesu Achiv Machmas Mila, meaning to say, even an individual that's for no fault of their own, they're unable to do Mila. It's also for them to do Mila. Nevertheless, they are precluded from Achilas Truma. That was Shitz Rashi, the Shinim Kut Rabbi Natam, who says, no, such an individual would not be excluded. And we're speaking about someone who is scared to do Bris Mila. They're scared to do it, but not because, halachically, it's also for them to do it because of Mesach of Machas Mila. So such an individual is not allowed to eat Truma. And we saw, we had a braisa, machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva as to what is the source of this exclusion. Rabbi Eliezer says that the source of this exclusion is Gzeirah Shavah. It says the words Teshuv and Sacha with, by Truma, and it says Teshuv and Sacha by Karban Pesach. And by Karban Pesach, it excludes an RL. So too by Truma, it excludes an RL. An RL is not allowed to eat Truma. So as we pointed out, it's an interesting thing. Meaning, we're just saying that there's similar words, Teshuv and Sachar, in the parasha of Pesach, Teshuv and Sachar in the parasha of Truma, and in that parasha of Pesach, there's an exclusion of Arul, so too, we will apply that exclusion to Truma. The first order of business was the Gemara showed how we have to say that it's Mufne, this Gzeir Shav is Mufne, meaning there are some extra words, because if it wouldn't be Mufne, we would ask a Kashan, we would say, how can you bring a comparison from Pesach to Truma? Pesach is Mochamar because of Pigol, Neisar, and Tomei. And the Gemara said, in Hanami, it is Mufna, and so on. That was stage number one, the source. We're learning it out from Gzeir Shava.
You'd expect the Fila to be more significant than Mila.
You'd expect what to be more significant?
You would expect Tefila.
Tevila?
Tefila, Mikveh, to be more significant.
Why are you mentioning tefillah though?
Well, perhaps I'm thinking of a ger.
Yeah, the Gemara isn't.
You expect it to be more significant than Mila, because that's only applicable to men.
Well, what do you mean to say when you would say it should be more significant? What would you want the Gemara to say?
In respect of a ger.
Well, I understand, but in our question, we're discussing a kohen, and which type were the Gemara is saying that someone in the Mishnah says a tamei, a kohen who's tamei. And a Kohen who is an Orel, so we said it. If he's Tamei, he needs to go to the Mikveh. He's Tamei, he also can't eat Shuma. So we mentioned that also. That was stage number one, the source. Then the Gemara said, okay, if you're telling me we're learning out from Gzeirah Shavah, so why don't we say, okay, well, just like in the parish of Karban Pesach, it's also for an Oinen to eat from the Karban Pesach, maybe like Abi Truma also, we should say it's also for an island to eat Truma, and that we had a Riboy to tell us that an island is allowed to eat Truma. Then we had another question, if Legabi Karban Pesach Milas Zecharov V'Avodov Ma'akvin Olav, if a person has a son or an Eved Kanani who doesn't have Bris Mila, that's Ma'akvin, that prevents him from eating Karban Pesach, maybe we should say the same thing with regards to Truma. And on that, the Gemara said, we don't say that either. And then at the bottom of Ayinam Abayz, we'll go with the Gears of the Faneno, even though yesterday we saw a slightly different Gears of the Bach. But if we go two lines in the bottom of Ayinam Abayz, Hashadamus Boy, Ladrashahu de Asa, Chol Benecha Leichol Boy, and so on. And it's a, and we said that an Oril is not allowed to eat it, Umalta Isay Oz Yechol Boy, once there's Mila, and so on. Then, yeah, with these exclusions, Hashdam is boy ledroshu da asa kol benecha layechol boy lamali. So, what is the word boy by benecha coming to tell me that if someone is a benecha, someone's a heretic, he's not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach? What's the exclusionary word boy coming to tell me? Says the Gemara lamali boy hamaris das peseles ben hamaris das peseles b'meiser. Meaning, when do we say that a benecha, a heretic, an apikaris, is not allowed to eat in the car, it's tafka by Karban Pesach? But by Maisa Sheni, even though we find various chumras by Maisa Sheni, for instance, you cannot eat it in a state of aninus, l'chalti ba'oni mimenu, Pasuk says. Nevertheless, a ben nechar is allowed to eat from Maisa Sheni. I mean, it's a special din by Karban Pesach. Remember, now what is Karban Pesach after all? Mishchu ukhulachem tzayin. Chazal darsh and mishchu. So, you know, draw back your hands, right? Stop serving idols, and take from the Karban Pesach. So, someone who is nisnakru mas of l'shamayim, specifically for Karban Pesach, there's going to be a psul. We don't find it elsewhere. Is what the Gemara is saying. Fine. Now we said kol ara leichel bayilamali bayin eichel. When it's by an aral is not allowed to eat carbon pesach, what is the word bay coming to tell me? We know it's coming. We know that he cannot someone he cannot eat shumi also. So what is it coming to tell me? Bay in eichel av eichelu b'matzah umaror. He's allowed to eat matzah and maror. Fine. So someone who is an aral nevertheless can sit by the seder, has to sit by the seder, and has to eat matzah and maror. Says the Gemara, the itzrich lemichtav, the psul of Arel from Karban Pesach, the itzrich lemichtav kol ben nechar by Karban Pesach. Why do you need both of them? Which is kind of an interesting havam, you know. Meaning, whenever the Gemara says itzrich, there's a presumed question: why do you need to say both? Surely you could learn out one from the other. So the havam of the Gemara is: surely, if it would say an Arel cannot eat from the Karban Pesach, I would assume, and I would know a ben nechar couldn't. If I would say ben nechar, I would assume an Arel. It says the Gemara, now you need both. The Ikas Rechamana Arel. If it were to say that an Arel can't eat, Mishrim Demois, because there is that physical defect, blemish. So there's a certain disgust insofar as the person is an Arel. Maybe Dafka then he can. Awol Ben Nechar Delei Mois, even though it's obviously a pneumistic thing, it's a kilkel and deus, and hashchas and deus, and ideology, and so on. But it's not, it doesn't have that physical blemish. So perhaps I would say Ben Necha could partake from the Karban Pesach. Maybe this is a way to be Makar of him, give him a kazayis of Karban Pesach, maybe that's, who knows. Because I'm going to call Ben Necha, that a Ben Necha can't eat from the Karban Pesach, Mishun de Ein Liba Yilashamayim. And as we said, this was like our Knisa into all mitzvahs. This was our Haskalah. At Eira in the area, we were naked, we were barren of mitzvahs, and this is kind of how we left Mitzrayim, so we need at least for these couple of mitzvahs of Dam Pesach, Dam Milah, we needed to have Liba L'Shamayim, of L'Arel, the Liba L'Shamayim, Emaloy, Tzrichat, certainly the way Rashi learns Arel, it's glat why he's Liba L'Shamayim, he'd love to do Bris Milah, and he would do it, but Mesiras Nefesh, but he's been told, you're not allowed to do it, Mesu Achav Machmas Milah. According to Rabbi Natan, if we say Arel is not Mesu Achiv Machmas Mila, but it's referring to that he's scared to do it, maybe you could say that there's a certain you're lacking a little bit in your loyalty, in your Mesiras Nefesh, maybe. Again, I mean, the discussion was Legabi Truma, but similar Machlekes Legabi Karban Pesach. Fine. Then the Pasuk said Mimeno, which is also a mute, meaning it says Al Teichlu Mimenu. So what is the word Mimenu coming to limit? Mimenu Lamali Lichadarabo Amrab Yitzchak. So this is something which we will see later on in Daf Ayin Dalad. What this din is, Rashi says, Lakamon Bapirkin, plus the Mimenu Ksivi Bapesach, and we're gonna dash in each one of these ones. Fine. Good. So this was all in the world of Rabbi Eliezer. As we said, Rabbi Eliezer says, "How do I know that an RL cannot eat from the carbon from truma? Because there's Gzeir Shava Teisha V'Sacha, which is learned from carbon Pesach." And Rabbi Akiva said, "Ain't it tzarech? It's like the Gemara Mamar Rabbi Akiva, ain't it tzarech? Hareyu Oimer Ish Ish L'Rabbis Esa RL." I mean, the Pasuk says, Ish Ish Mizera Aaron Vehut Sarua Izov Bakadoshim Lo Yechal Adesha Yitar. So there's a requirement of Tefillah. And we said, from the extra word Ish, we're coming to be Marbe, someone who is an Aral. So it says Rabbi Kiv, I don't need to learn it from Gzeir Shava. It's there in the parasha itself. Frag the Gemara, Yes, the word ish is extra. It's coming to be married by something. The aim of the rabbi says, oinen. Perhaps it's coming to tell me that an oinen is precluded, is excluded from truma. Now, the psul is zaris, if you're a zar, as opposed to if a person is an oinen. Maybe it's coming to say there's only a problem of zaris, and there's no problem if a kayan is in a state of arelus, he's allowed to eat truma. Says the Gemara name, Hotsiv Ish Ish. It says Ish Ish to be marba, to exclude an Orel. So once again, the Gemara goes through the exact same exercise as we did yesterday in Reb Eliezer. So why are you saying that from Ish Ish, the extra word, it's mistabra to be marba and to include an Orel and say he's included in the prohibition of the Le Yechal, he's not allowed to eat? As opposed to saying Zaras Amartel Chavala Aninas, and to say that Ainin is allowed to, Mari Yisa, why did you decide to do it that way around? Says the Gemara, Mistabra Arelas Havalil Rebuye. It makes sense to be Marba Arelas in the exclusion, meaning we keep using the Lashon of Ribuy, but it means to be Marba in the exclusion of. Mistabra Arelas Havalil Rebuye, to include him, to say that he may not eat Truma. Shekain Masim Krusim Badavar Ha'evet. As we saw yesterday, what do these things stand for? So Masim is Mechusim Aisa. He is Mechusim Aisa. Umaisa Begufay, meaning he's lacking an action and it's something on his body itself. So that's Umaisa Begufay. V'Einish Kares. And there's an Einish of Kares. By the way, just parenthetical, and maybe this is not a horror at all. But I was just wondering, in this mnemonic, in this thing, it says Masim Krusim Badavar Ha'evet. So it's called Masim, and we mentioned because there's two Masim. One is Shekein Maisa, is Mechusim Maisa, and one is because it's Maisa Begufay. So I understand why it says Masim, in the plural. But we say Krusim, like the plural form of Kares, and the Gemara only says Vanish Kares. So what's the krusim over here? I was just wondering if maybe this might be a smach. There's a famous discussion, machlekes, between the Rambam and the Ravid, as to an individual who does not have bris milah. Do we say every single day he's chayiv kares, or he's only chayiv kares to save yomov if he dies without milah? If he dies without milah, or every single day he's chayiv kares. So if you go like the shita which says you're chayiv kares every single day, every day there's a kares, maybe it's a little bit easier, this word krusim, the plural form of kares, because we're not looking at it as a one-off kares, it's a kares every single day. Otherwise, according to the shita that it's once, why the lashon of krusim? Anyway, third thing...
You can't be nichras more than once, Yechai.
Well, I mean, yes, I mean, but that is the bichlal, I mean, what, you know, to say that a person is in a state of, I don't know, it kind of depends. I mean, there's about five or six shitas in the Rishonim as to what kares is. And if every day there's a separate chiyuv on you, your chiyuv kares, just like we speak about the concept of a person being a ben elam haba. If a person says ashrei three times, he's a ben elam haba, we're hoping that he's going to live at mev esrim shana. But there's nafka mina as if every day of your life you are in din, in shemayim, you are kepaskin on you as a ben elam haba. But I don't know, just a little subtle diak on the word kusim, you know. Then we said the yeshna lefnei adibur. Another chumra of areles is it's a mitzvah which was nitzdava lefnei adibur, meaning notwithstanding the famous Rambam in Chulin and Pesach Mishnayos who says that the reason why we do mitzvahs is not because it was nitzdava lefnei adibur or to Avram and so on, but rather because HaKadosh Baruch was mitzavos through Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. But nevertheless, there is a mailah al kapanim of lifnei hadibur, and finally umila zizachara va'avada of makavis. So you see all of these chumras and stringencies in yanim by mila. So if you have a choice of being marbe and excluding an orel from truma, or excluding an oinen, it makes sense to exclude an orel. Says the Gemara, Adarabba, you're bringing chumras, I'll bring you chumras also. Adrav, aninos, havali l'rabuyeshekein, yeshna b'chol shah. It's something which applies constantly. It's not a one-off episode in a person's life that they have to kind of deal with their state of arelas, but a person can have many siblings and parents and so on. It's yeshna b'chol shah. And the heg is banashim vinashim. It's something which applies to both men and women, this state, the Ein Biyadi Lasakin Atzmei, which we kind of struggled with a little bit yesterday. What do you mean it's not Biyadi Lasakin, it's Atzmei? Surely post Kvura, one is no longer considered to be an Oinen. So is the Pshat that, you know, maybe it's not Biyadcha to do the Kvura. Maybe the someone passed away in a different place, a different locale. That's not Biyadcha to be Misakin, or maybe because maybe there's a continuation even post Kvura of certain dinim. And so on. Al Kopanim, so we find three chumras by Aninas, says the Gemara, Hanech Nefishin, but we found more chumras by Arelas, more so than Aninas. It's also interesting, I always often wonder whenever you have a Gemara like this, and the Gemara answers and says, Hanech Nefishin, these are more, so surely the one who said, Adraba, what about the other one, Shekain, A, B, and C? I mean, did he not know Hanech Nefishin? Surely he knew Hanech Nefishin. There's more. So it must be that he understood that even though they're less, but it doesn't necessarily to me mean that you always go after the quantity. So either he thought that maybe the quality of the other ones would be Machriya, or maybe Shkulim Haim, and both of them should be included. Al-Kabar and the Gemara is Machriya Hanech Nefishin. Rava Amar, Baloi Hanech Nefishin, Nami Limatsis Amris. It's not mistabra to say that we would exclude an oinen from truma, and we would allow an oral to have truma. Balei hanach nefish now milei matzis amres amakra ish ezeu davashi yeshne beish the ene beisha aviyem zareilas. In other words, in the pasuk itself, there's a remez that we're discussing a masculine psul, something which is relevant only to anashim, ish. As the pasuk says, Mizar Aaron Vahu, Tzaroi Zav, Hakadosh Lo Yoichal, it's coming to be Marba, something which is exclusive to men. There's no concept of Arelas by women, not physically and not even spiritually, as we know. Nashim Kamanda Mehili Damien. Good. So that is the machlekes between. So that was the source of Rabbi Akiva. So now the next stage of the Gemara is, so Rabbi Eliezer is explaining, he's learning out from the Gzer Shavatesh of Asachar to tell me that an RL cannot eat Shuma. And Rabbi Akiva says it's unnecessary because we're learning out from the extra word Ish. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, hi Teshav Asachar, my Ovidle. What does he do with Teshav Asachar? What does he do with Teshav Asachar? Now, just to maybe point out one thing. If you recall yesterday, we said, one second, Teshav Asachar, it's not mufna. The words Teshav and Sachar by Truma are not mufna. They're not extra. You need the Torah to say Teshav, and you need the Torah to say Sachar. Because had I only said one of the two, I wouldn't have even understood or known what the definition of Teshav is. I would say Teshav is referring to someone who's Kanui Kinyan Shonim. But if he's Kanui Kinyan Olam, then for sure he could eat Truma. So I needed to say Teshav and Sachar to be Malamed, one on the other. So we said Teshav and Sachar is not extra. Elamai, you want to tell me that Teshav and Sachar by Pesach is extra? Okay, it's extra, but it's only Mufna Mitzad Echad. And if it's Mufna Mitzad Echad, you could still ask the Kasha. The Meidin Meshivin. So the only way we got around that was with this very, very Mechudish Dekar concept. We said, you're right. You have the parasha of Karban Pesach, Teshuv and Sachar, you have the parasha of Truma, Teshuv and Sachar. It's only Mufna Mitzad Echad. The words Teshuv and Sachar by Karban Pesach are extra. But it's Mufna Mitzad Echad. You can ask Akasha. No. I'm going to take one of the words which apply to Karban Pesach, and I'm going to apply it to the parasha of Truma, and now it's going to be considered to be Mufna Mishnei Tzadim. That's what the Gemara said. And Dav Ayin Amadei is fascinating. The Gemara said, Kaven, four lines down, Kaven de Lugufelu Tzorich, Shadichad Alamed, Vishadichad Amelamed, Vahavali Gzir Shavu Muchim Mishneh Tzadin. So I was just thinking, the Gemara asks now a question on Rabbi Akiva. I, Rabbi Akiva, what do you do with Gzir Shavu Teshav Vistachar? I mean, I don't know. Rabbi Akiva could say, look, I don't agree with this limud of, you know, taking one word from one parsha and kind of throwing it into a different parsha, and voila, now it's considered to be mufne mishnei tzadin. Why didn't he say that? So can we conclude from there that yeah, this is not a chiddush of Rebbe Eliezer? I mean, I said it yesterday, like, wow, what a interesting novel, you know, ability to kind of in Hilchas Mufna that you can take. There's two words in one, you can just take one and apply it by another parasha and make the both of them are now considered to be a mofna. From the fact that the Gemara doesn't say that, I'm wondering if maybe we can infer that that is 100% Oiska Halton. Everyone agrees to that, or at least Rabbi Akiva agrees to that. That's the reason why he's not able to just dismiss the Gzir Shava entirely. Elamai Rabbi Akiva holds of the Gzir Shava. So Rabbi Akiva, Haitesh Vesacha, my Avidlei. What does he do with it? Amr of Shmaya, Lasuye, Aravi Mahu, Vigiv Aini Mahu. Peladik Aravamina. If you have an Aravi who has Mila, or a Givaini who has Mila, so you might have thought that they can eat. Kamash Malan, Teshavasachar, to tell me that they cannot eat. Rashi says, about 8 lines down, Lasuye, Aravi, Vigiv Aini Mahu, Shalom Yechol Bepesach. They cannot eat from the Karban Pesach. In fact, the Gemara, the Hani Mulim Inhu, are these people considered to be Mulim? I mean, even though physically their foreskin has been removed, are they considered to be halachically Mulim? I mean, Vaha Tnan, we have the Mishnah in the Dorim, Kedem Shni Nen El Arelim, Mutab Arla Yisrael, Vahasib Muliakum. If a person says it's also for me to derive benefit from an Orel, so if you have a Yid who's an RL, nevertheless, you're allowed to derive benefit. He's not be'etzim called an RL. Mutab Arli Yisrael. And you're also even for the Mule Evdei Kichavim. Whereas Kodem Shnei Nen Ala Mulin, Mutab Mule Evdei Kichavim Asab Arli Yisrael. So there's no way, there's no Havamina to tell me that such a person is be'etzim called a Mahol, and so on. There's no Havamina to say that this person is included. Tezus asks an obvious question. Bottom Tezus, Ein lahakshis hechi parich minadarim lalishna dekra. De binadarim halach acha loshim bnei adam. I mean, that's the halacha of achas bilchis nadarim, that you follow loshim bnei adam. So there, maybe I'll tell you in loshim bnei adam, goyim are called arelim, yidin are called mulim. Say there, what are you asking? Here we're downing on what the pasuk means. So Teza says, the Besev the Masnis Nachamapik, let me crash, Namaki Kola Goyim Arelim, the whole basis for Arle Leiv. That's what it says over there. So it actually brings a pasuk also. So it's based on that. So Al Kopanim asks the Gemara, doesn't make sense to include them. Ella, but rather, what will Rabbi Kiva do with the Gzer Shav of Teshav Asacher? Elalasuye ger shemol v'leitava. The katan shenelad kishu mahol. So if you have a ger who's had mila but he hasn't had tzvila, he's also going to be excluded. And if you have a katan who's nelad kishu mahol, he's also going to be excluded. He's gemalt. We will say that there's a requirement midyaraisa. Again, we're discussing gzer shavas over. We're discussing the araisas. So we will say that there's a requirement according to Rabbi Akiva that you have to do a toughest down bris midyaraisa, and that's the reason why he is excluded. V'Rabbi Eliezer l'tamei.
So if the goy has had mila and he's at mila but he's still a goy.
No. If he's had, what do you mean? If he's had both and he's not a goy.
The suggestion that he's become part of Am Yisrael, isn't it?
Well, we're discussing someone who is in the process of giur and he's only done mila without tefila. So such a person is going to be excluded. Once he's done both, then he's okay. But we're saying if he's only done Mila, not Tefillah, he's excluded. If he's born Mohol, he's also excluded because Rabbi Akiva holds Sach Lahatim and Adam Bres Midyaraisa. His requirement of Atavas Adam Bres Midyaraisa. The Rabbi Eliezer Latam A. And Rabbi Eliezer, who's not Mimayat them, he is Latamei, the Amar Gerish Mobile Toval Germal Yu. We learned previously in Daf Mimvav that if the Ger has done Mila, even though he has not done Tefillah, he is a Germal Yu. And Kesavra Katan Shenelad Mol Ein Tzarich La'ativ Menu Dambris. There's no requirement of a Katan to do Dambris if he's Nelad when he is Mohol. Frag the Gemara, now the Gemara goes the other way around. So we've explained what Rabbi Akiva does with the Gzer Shava of Teisha V'Sachar. Rabbi Eliezer, hi ish my Ovid Leir. Nothing, says the Gemara. Dibra Terek Kol Shem B'nei Adam. Nothing special. The fact that it says the word ish a second time, the Torah speaks similar in a similar way as man speaks, and therefore Dibra Terek Kaloshen B'nei Adam, and so on. So he doesn't learn anything out from it. Just to mention, there is an interesting discussion as to we mentioned over here that someone's in the process of Geiris and he's done Mila, he hasn't done Tefillah, and so on. There's a deal in the Achrenim. What if you have someone who would like to be Megayer? And he says, I would like to be Megayer, he's Mekabel all mitzvahs, and he will go to the mikvah, but he's not able to do Bris Mila because of Sakana. Because all of his brothers tried to do Bris Mila and they all died. So now the doctors have said, under no circumstances are you to do Mila because it's Sakonis Nefashis. But he's desperate to be Megayer. But he can't do Mila. So there's a din in the Achrenim as to... I'm sorry?
It's a yid. And his brother died. It's an excuse, isn't it? It's allowed.
Right, but here the case is it's a guy. The guy wants to be Megayer. He wants to be Megayer, but it's a goyish who may su achav machnas milan, to Santa Shaila. He wants to become a yid. Or his brother has died in the process. The doctors told him, Shumpanam ba'efen, you're not to undergo circumcision, because you're going to die. And he says, I'd like to be a yid, I want to be Megayer. So do we say in such a case, is that an issue, is that not an issue? There's a tshuva of the Sri the Asian Chidik Beis Simon Samchas. He quotes from the Achiezer Chaim Oizer, who says that it's a problem. It's a problem. Such an individual. It's a problem for him to be megayer in such a situation. And major issues. Another interesting shaila. So over here he quotes is again someone who's because of medical considerations cannot undergo a regular bris mila cut incision with a knife. They've got a problem with their blood, it doesn't clot, but they could undergo a procedure through a laser, where the laser will just kind of destroy the cells and destroy the skin, and it'll just dry and it'll just fall off. And the mela, that Torah, will be revealed. So is that considered debris? Is that considered to be Bris Mila? So there's a tshuva, which of Ravazna in Chelik Tes, in Simon Reishit Beis, about Karni Laser. Alaisem hasiv lim yimachala she'ein damam nikrish v'sakana hilahem lamo. Is it possible? Is this considered to be, should they do it? Or perhaps they're potter from Mila, because it's a sakana. And the question is that considered to be a cheftza of Bris Mila? You know, if you do it with a different way, and so on.
What's the shaila?
Shaila is, does Mila have to be done with a knife? Do you have to cut something off, or can you use a laser? Correct, maybe that's to do with that. So he quotes a Chassam Sefer in Yordain Reishman Test, who says that Mila ain pirushi chituch v'krisa el aloshin hasara. Says the Chassam Sefer, it's the removal of. And he says, according to this understanding of the Chassam Sefer, there might be makom to say that you could mal with anything which is meser the arla. It's lav dafke din chituch b'sakin dafke. What's that? Okay, but maybe he said that still was still a cut. She still cut something, and so on. And he says, He says, nevertheless, that the pashtus of Lashon, the Targum, which is Alach Mishmi Sinai, is the requirement of Krisa and Chituch Dafke Ba'ara Arla, and this is specifically the Sakin, and so on. And the Maaseh says we shouldn't come on to new concepts. Chadash Asam and Atzerah, we do things the way that we've done. There is, it's got to be done with a Krisa, with a Chituch, and so on. Ober. Lamaisa, someone who's not able to do it with a knife. They can't do it. So he says, in a situation where a person has this machla, that he simply will not be able to withstand a procedure when they cut, he says that they should do it with a laser. They definitely should do it with a laser, and so on. And they're machuiv to do that. But he says, Legabi bracha, very interesting. He says, Legabi bracha, you shouldn't make a bracha al amila. But he says the bracha of lachnis the berisa shel Avraham Avinu mistabish et tzarich levarich shebarur shezeh sheheisir arlasi aydei kani laser kedei liyis chasim b'mitzvus gushmanka demalka kiyam berisa shel Avraham Avinu shlaliyis arel olahaster arla mivsarei enchem he wasn't making the mitzvah properly kitzuras v'teira but nevertheless you know epis he did and he says legabi. Legavi, the Indian of Lachnisa Bubise, that he can say. That's how he paskins Ladina. Very interesting, Shaila.
But how
can
a ger you can say a bracha, a ger of a maida?
I don't know if this is referring to a ger necessarily. It's a stam, you know, a yid who was mace of Achiv Machmas Mila, and he's not able to go to have a regular cut, but he would be able to withstand and endure a laser. So he says that's what they should do.
You've got gas different to the normal yid.
Correct. That was the first tshuva of the Achiezer.
It's 8 days. The different thing for Miller, priest, of the 8 days for somebody, a mature man.
What do you mean? It's different.
No, the danger and the problem and for a baby, it's not the same thing.
It's correct. But correct. And we're referring to anyone who has that danger. If they're 8 days older, they're 1 year older, 10 years old, or 20 years old, whatever it is. Okay, good. Says the one weiter. Yeah, boy, Rav Chama bar Ukva, Katan Orel, Maol Aseichei b'Shemen Shel Truma. So, what is the deal? Are you allowed to smear Truma oil on a katan who is an Orel? So we're referring over here, as Rashi says, towards the middle of the page, katan arel teich shmeina. So let's say he's five days old. So it's not yet incumbent upon him and his father to maul him. So lemaisa he is an arel. But are there halachic considerations and implications of this arelus when there's no mitzvah yet of bris mila? In other words, this whole din, which we as the class began, that Arel Leyecha B'Truma, it's because, you know, there's a mitzvah of Mila Be'etzim, but he's not doing it. But here, he's Teich Shmeina, so there's no mitzvah yet. I mean, we shouldn't say Be'etzim, we could have cleared the Shaila, not only Gabi Ma'ola Seicha B'Shem and Shul Truma, but we could have said Ma'ola Gabi Shtias Truma. But it's just not so normal for a five-day-old baby to be eating grapes, grape juice, and so on. That's why we clear the shayla legabe sicha. So what is the crux of the shayla? Arelish lebizmana ma'akva. Is there a musag of arelish lebizmana? It's not yet the time to do mila. Arelish lebizmana ma'akva, ele ma'akva. Does that prevent him? Does it not prevent him?
What's the potential of using this
from a... Well, he's not gemalt, he's an orel. And we just said that there's a problem of an oral is barred from truma. He's an oral. Elamai, the shayla is, you're right, he's an oral, but there's no mitzvah yet. So the question is it a din in the shame oral? That an oral is a sphere of the truma. Does it make a difference if the time hasn't come yet? You're an oral, you're off limits. Or nein, it's dafke because it's shle bizmana.
So I'm just asking, you should tell us, it shouldn't be a lower form to because it's not eating it, it's just being.
Well, again, we said we learn out. It might depend on the drashas. We said we learn out either from the gzer shava of teshuvah sacher from carbon pesach that an oral cannot eat. Yeah. Yeah, we know that Sikh is Kishtia. That's what Rashi points out immediately over here, right in the middle of the page. Ma'ola Seicha B'Shem Shal Truma, the Kaimelon, Seicha Kishtia, the Nakhton, Mi Vatavi Kamai Bekirbe, Hashem Batsmeisov. So you know it's the same type of din. Certainly be different. Yeah, I don't know why there'd be a Pikuch Nefesh to smear a bit of oil on him, but yeah, in a Hanami it would be different. Correct. So that's the Shah, the Ma'ola Seicha B'Shem Shal Truma, Ari Lish Rabizman Magvalim Agvam Rabzeira Toshma. You're going to go and mention a lengthy brace, and with this brace we're going to be patient our shayla. The discussion over here is, the Torah says that, as we mentioned, the milas zecharov of avodov is ma'akev him. It's ma'akev him. So that means if he's got sons who don't have milah, or avdei kenanim who don't have milah, it's ma'akev him. Now the way the Torah mentions, the way it says like this, it says v'chol eved ish miknas kasef actually umalta isay oz yoichal bay. So if you have an eved, if he's gemalt, then oz yoichal bay, then you can partake of the carbon pasach. So in reference to avodim, when does it mention the issue b'shas achila? So in other words, it comes out that the point at which we assess any potential problem of a lack of milah and eved is when I want to eat from the carbon pasach. So we're going to be discussing the following. Let's say Bein Arbaim is at 3:45 p.m. And that's the time when I'm going to shech the carbon pasach. And I'm going to eat the carbon pasach at 8 p.m. So in reference to an eved kenani, it was not gemalot, it says, don't eat at 8 p.m. if he doesn't have bris milah. And in reference to your zecharim, your sons, it says, don't do the carbon pasach, the shechit is carbon pasach at 3:45, if they don't have bris milah. So it, by one of them it says, b'shas asiya, the time of the shechit, but one of them it says, b'shas achila. So how do I know that both of them are going to apply to both? That's what the Gemara is going to speak up first. So let's see. Tashma ein le'ela milah zecharav b'shas asiya. Your sons prevent you from doing the asiya, the shechita, and your avada prevent you b'shas achila. Minayin litan etzam mishal zeh b'zeh, etzam mishal zeh b'zeh. How do you know that both of them apply to both of them? Tamad le'ma oz l'gzeira shava. Okay, so there is such a din that if either your sons or your avodim don't have bris milah at the time of the shechita, it's a problem, or at the time of achila, it's a problem. So the Gemara says like this: Bishnei avodim mishkaches ladi snei b'shas achila v'snei b'shas asiya. It's very simple to find a case where the avodim, they did not have bris milah at the time of achila, but there was no issue at the time of asiya. What does that mean? You purchase them at 4:15 p.m. You shechted the carbon pasach at 3:45, and you said, you know, I could use a few more avdei kenanim. I've got a big oilam coming over tonight, and you buy a couple more avadim. They don't yet have bris milah. Okay, no, I was able to do the asiyah. Agami didn't have bris milah at the time, but now, in a few hours from now, if I want to eat, I need to make sure they have milah. So that would be a very simple case. El zecharav. But when it comes to your children, the sneu b'shas achila, but the sneu b'shas asiya yechidami. What does it mean that they would have milah at the time at 8 p.m., but they wouldn't have it at the time 3:45? Well, that's really going to be slightly more tricky. Hech mishkach the lav di isyale the bein asiya l'achila. Does it not mean that the child was born at 4:15? The child was born at 4:15, and therefore there was no, they were born in between the Asiya and the Achila. And Shema Minah, Arelish Lebizmana, Havi Arelis. And therefore you see, come 8 p.m., when the baby is only 4 hours old, there's a problem. Because it says that there's a problem both by an Eved and by a Ben, both B'shas Asiya and B'shas Achila. So in other words, we're scratching out the only possible case we could find of a child who there wasn't an issue at the time of the Asiyas Karban Pesach at 3:45, but there is a problem that he doesn't have meal at 8 p.m. is that he was born in between. But if he's born in between, he's only a few hours old, and it's Nachnishka come in the site where this is Tziv, it's not the eighth day, and still we say there's a problem. Elamai, you see that there's a problem of Arelish Lebizmana. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Shemamin Arelish Lebizmana, Avi Arelis. Says the Gemara Rabbah. Some say that's the Gius of Tizbra, Himalai Kolzacher, Amrachman of Oz Yikrav Laseisei. It doesn't make sense to say that. The Pasuk says, you shall mal every Zachar, and then do the Asiya. The high lav bar mehilo. I mean, if you look at the pasuk which is mitzaveh, the mitzvah, it says mal every male and then do the asir, then shech the 3:45. But clearly the Torah is not speaking about this situation. High lav bar mehilo. He's not a bar mehilo. You want to find a case? I'll find you another case. Alach b'mayiskinen kegoyin shechatzas echamo. Meaning to say, we're speaking about a case where a cotton had a fever, and if you have the fever, then he's not able to do the bris. And when the fever left him, Rashi says about 8-10 lines in the bottom, Elacha kishicholtza sechama shahaya chayla v'nisrata v'nischalta v'nishtalfim imenu chama. I mean, it released him from this fever, and so on, and so the Gemara says shicholtza sechama v'nisiv lei. Rashi says the ibe nibeini itzpach, but if the case was the in between, you want to tell me he was released from his fever sometime between 3:45 p.m. and 8 p.m., meaning he was already over 8 days old and he was released from the fever. Says Rashi, ibe nibeini itzpach, if between in the interim period it got better, it's still not yet the time. Why? The Tanya, come on. You give him another 7 days. So, if that's the case, that it was Chalsa Sechama between 3:45 and 8 p.m., it's not yet the time for Mila. You need another 7 days. So, that's the word Kashi. Kol Shiva. So, we say, Diavinale Kol Shiva. We taki gave him 7 days, and it already finished now. Rashi says the Avin Aleisha Kvar Nisrap Zeh Shmini Yomim, the Chal Shmini Shaloi Lias Erev Pesach. So now this is the eighth day. This is the eighth day. Says the Gemara, 1 second. If this is the eighth day, so why didn't you mal him in the morning? V'Nimahali Bin Tzafra. Rashi says V'Kev the Mitzafra Bar Mehilahu. If that's the eighth day, the Erev Pesach of Yud Dalad Nissan is the eighth day. V'Kev the Mitzafra Bar Mehilahu Ishtakach D'Ma'akiv Lei. So then there's a problem that the Asiyas ma'akiv him. Why don't the pasuk say, oh, you're not able to eat tonight at 8 p.m., but already the Asiyah was ma'akiv, because it was already the time. It says the Gemara, nay, and you've forgotten something very important. It's not a din in the eighth day. It's got to be seven days times 24 hours first. You've got to give a full maize lace. Rashi says, "Kigen shechalzas chama la'achah chatzis hayoyim zeches yomim." That is the case. So, in other words, what the Gemara in essence is saying is that unlike Mila, which is on the eighth day, and there's no din of a maize lace 8 times 24 hours from the time he was born, when it comes to giving 7 days post chalzas chama, there it's a full maize lace. The Gemara questions this. The Gemara says, "Vatani luda." The day when he gets better is similar to the day of his birth. Doesn't that mean, my love, yem hivalde loy bein amez leiz, af yem hivarase loy bein amez leiz? Loy, we say, odiv yem hivarase yem hivalde, tilo yem hivalde loy bein amez leiz, means the eighth day. You can have someone who's born 5 minutes before Shkia, on the eighth day, 5 minutes after Alois or Netzachama, you're going to do his bismillah, it's not meis leis. The iluyim hibarase, but in meis leis. There's a requirement of a full meis leis. So that could be a situation where he was already more than 8 days old, he had a fever, and when did the meis leis period finished? It finished in the afternoon after he'd already shechted the Karban Pesach, and that's why you need the pasuk to tell me that the achila you're not able to eat until you do the milah. And so on. So because you don't have a raya to our shayla, the Gemara gives a few other answers from Papa Omar. It wasn't such a major physical problem which he had. He had pain in his eyes between the asiya and the achila. You don't give 7 days in such a case. And he got better in between. That would be a case where you'd need a pasuk to tell me that he needs mila before the achila. Rav Amakin Shahayu Avi Ve'ime Chavushin Bebeisva Surin. Interesting answer. If you look at Rashi, about 10 lines down, Chavushin Beshas Asiya Umitzvahs Mila Muteles Aleihem V'Lei Al Acherim V'Heim Einem Yechilim Lasis Es Pischan. They're not able to do their Pesach V'Shachat V'Shalach. What does he say? Lasis Es Pischan Shachat Shluchin Aleihem Ashmin Kroshim Yotzu Beshas Achila Milas Benoi Makvasis. If they got out of prison before the time of Achila, so then the Mila of their children would be Ma'akiv, Rav Karabar Braid, Rav Nachemya Amar Kigin Tumtum Shenikra. I mean, he was a Tumtum, they weren't sure if he was a Zachar, and the skin tore, ripped open the Venim says Zachar Beini Beini. So now that he's a male, you know that he needs Mila, or Shravi Amar Kigin Shahitzi Reisha Chutzla Praizdar. What's the case? He stuck his head outside of the praise door. It's been a full 7 days. He's considered to be like he is a Vlad. Let's just see the Gemara says, yeah, that's a nice answer, but Omichai, is it possible for a person to stick his head out and then back in for such a long time? Vatanya Kevin Jyotzal Avira Oilam Nifta Hasasam Nistama Pasuach Shilmali Kade and Yachalichis Afilashoachis. So how could you have a case where he stuck his head out and he came back inside? The case was that his fever kind of fed him. Meaning, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, the zansei ishta, chayli zanes achayla. Meaning, we're saying the reason why he's not able to live, Rashi said, is because he's not able to feed. Mishum de la yonik. But I'm not sure exactly how this works for Metzias, but Rashi says, the zansei ishta, so even though things closed up, but his sickness itself somehow and the heat of his body somehow that contributed to his ability to nourish. Usually he's not able to nourish, but when the body heats up, then somehow it is able to absorb nutrients. I'm not sure exactly.
The heat reduces the appetite and therefore it doesn't
eat. Reduces the appetite.
Heats up the nutrients from the existing
fat. Okay, there you go. Right, exactly calms down the appetite. And he's able to just kind of take in naturally. So the Gemara says, Ishta the man, whose fever is this? Ilema Ishta the day, Ihachi kal Shiva boy. Then once again, we should say he should have a whole 7 days. Ela de zonse Ishta the Amy. So we'll say that his mother, she had a fever, and again, because of that heat in the body, again, that reduced and suppressed his appetite and so on. The Ibisema Hanimili, Hecha Dalema Ave. When do we say that he's not able to live, and so on, if he doesn't cry out, Rashi says, if he's not tzayik, then once again, maybe the crying out produces heat in the body that suppresses the appetite, and then he is able to live, and so on. These are all answers to try and explain this case. Why would you need a raya? Why would the pasuk need to tell me that Milas Zecharev is Makeves Olav B'Shas Achila? What's the case? We originally brought this as a proof to try and tell me that Milas Zecharev, even if it's Shalei, what was the Lashon of the Gemara? The question was Arelos Shalei Bizmana. Is it Ma'akiv? Is it not Ma'akiv? We tried to bring a raya to say that it was Ma'akiv, and we were doich the raya. Yep, good. Excellent. Fine. Amar Rav Yechanan Mishum Rebi Beno. Orel Mekabel Hazor. If you have an Orel, even though he still obviously requires Bris Milah, he's an Orel and he became Tommy Mace. So do we say first you need to fix up the arelos, and then you can have the hazah? Or no, is it possible to have the hazah even in a state of arelos? So Rabbi Yechmishim Rabbi Benah, Arel Mekabel Hazah. He can be Mekabel Hazah in his matzav of arelos. Shekin Matzina Bavisin Shekibel Hazah Kishin Arelim. We saw this by our Aves. Shnemer the Ha'am Olu Min HaYardin Basar L'Chedesh. Harishan, they crossed the Yarden on the 10th of Nisan. Basar le mehili, and on the 10th they didn't do mila mishum chol shad urcha because they were exhausted from the journey. Hazah amos of it, they needed to do hazah gimel v'zayin in order to eat from the carbon pesach. Lav kishayin arelim. So isn't it that they did hazah when they were arelim? In which case you see arel the kabel hazah. So let's just see a couple of rashes. And this rashi says, let's start from the Rashi. Orel Yisrael Shnit Mavveis Mekabel Hazor Litar Mitumasei Uchishiyamel Shiyamel Einet Zarech Lachzer Lahazeis. It doesn't need another Hazor. Uch Bekodshim Valeyamin and Hazor Hazos Arelus Leishma Hazos. That is the Shaila. Do we say the Hazor of someone who's in a state of Arelus is not considered to be a Hazor? Meaning, to the extent that he needs such a big tikkun, he's lacking such a big tikkun, so then the hazah is not able to be misakin him. That is the shayla. We said shekim matzin bavasin bimei Yeshua Pesach Gilgal shekiblo hazah mitumas meis kishen arelim. They were mekabel hazah basar leimolis and shayu b'midbar shei arelim hazah emes obid latumas meis shalei and shereiv tzibur tmei meis hayu shenitmu bavisein shekol yedz mitzrayim meis b'midbar ve'elu hein b'neim k'dasives b'neim hekim tachtam. They were able to be metal themselves to eat from the carbon pesach. Even like kiblu hazos shlishi v'shviyish in arelim. Oy kol echad echad kiblu hazos shlishi v'shviyish alei ba'odim b'midbar. I achshav hizu alein kulan yachad basar lachedesh. Ube erva pesach hayu lehen dalad yamim kimish b'bein hazol hazol. Then in 4 days between one hazol and the other one, al kapanim, the Gemara says, isn't it that they received the hazah when they were arelim? In which case you see, like Rabbi Yechmishim Rabbanah, that an arel is mekabel hazah. Says the Gemara, I didn't hear the raya. V'dil m'liyavid Pesach klal. Who says that they did the Pesach at all? Maybe they didn't do the Pesach. Lo yislagadai tachtachsiv yasu es the Pesach. The Pesach says they did the Pesach. Maskev la mazutra v'dil ma Pesach abal b'tumahaya. Okay, they did Pesach, but who says they did Pesach in a state of Tahara? Maybe they were all in a state of Tuma, and they just maintained and perpetuated that state of Tuma, and it was a Pesach which is Baba Tuma. Amir Vashi, Tanya Behedya, Malu, Betavu, V'asi B'Shein B'Tahara. It is Mefurish, when the Pesach was done in a state of Tahara, in which case we have a riot of Rabbanah's din of Orel Mekabel Hazor. So there's the Mila and there's the Priya. When they peel back in the Megal of the Atara. And that second stage was not given to Avram. That took place later on. What does the Pasuk say? What does the whole pasuk say? Here we go. Asir chachavis tzurim v'shuva moil espenis l'shenis. Go and mowl them a second time. That's what it says. Shenis. So what is the shenis? I mean, it's a second stage which has not yet happened. Says the Gemara, v'dil mahanech d'limohol. Maybe it's just simply referring to individuals who didn't yet have bris mila. Maybe that's it. It's referring to tachsiv ki mulim ha'yu kal ami yitzim. V'chal amahi loitim v'goymer. Kain, my shuv. What's this lashon of shuv? El alav lepriya. Must be, it's referring to a second stage in the mila, which is referring to priya. My shen is, what's the lashon of shen is? Like ushi seif mila tchilas mila ma tchilas mila ma keves. Just like stage number one, the actual chituch is ma'akiv af seif mila ma'akvin bay. So too, the seif mila, the priya is ma'akiv. It's not alien sits in the ma'akvin as a mila basachiv es reiva torah. And the ein eichel petruma. I mean, if you have little bits of skin which are ma'akiv, which are covering the Torah, that is ma'akif. So even though the chitach has been done, but you've not done the priya, that is something which is ma'akif. And that's why it calls it shenis, because it's compared to the stage number one of mila. Okay, we will stop here.